Okay, we'll readjourn back into open session. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge? Okay, on announcement out of closed session, the board met with legal counsel on pending litigation and direction was given. Okay, we'll move on to our student representative to the board, Tamara Gresham, for her reports.
The Lyndhurst High School April School Board Report. The food day on March 27th went well. The rummage sale on April 13th was successful. There were many people and the profit was good. There was an Equality Week on April 15th through 19th, led by a leadership student to raise anti-bully awareness. April 19th was the Day of Silence, which several students participated in. Students would have red tape over their mouths, but to not interfere with academic purposes, they would have to respond. There is a sports week this week from April 22nd to April 26th. Sport activities will be held during lunch. Teacher Appreciation Week is on May 6th through May 10th, and Teacher Appreciation Day is on May 8th. Class elections are currently going on, and prom is on April 27th. The Marysville High School Board Report. This month, Marysville is starting up elections for the upcoming leadership class. We will be holding SELC April 26th for students deciding to run for office, appointed positions, and club officers as well. Campaigning starts April 29th, and voting will be from May 6th through 8th. Next year, our monthly student senate meetings will change to student council meetings for students wanting to be involved in school decisions but lack the time it takes to be in student government. These students need two teacher recommendations and the completion of their student council packet. The meetings will take place once a month during fifth period rather than first period due to publicity issues. Next year, Marysville will also be starting an IT, Indian Trainers, program for only upcoming juniors and seniors. Each student will mentor 20-plus incoming freshmen. A meeting will be held to discuss this in Room 5 on April 23rd. Prom will be May 4th at the NorCal Rush Volleyball Gym in Marysville. It's from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. The theme is 20s. Our star testing window is May 8th through 10th. As students gear up to take the test, our seniors will participate in a DUI court sentencing career fair and possibly a trip to Sunsplash. Our last food day is May 3rd, and the Marysville Charter Academy for the Arts School Board Report. Fundraising. On April 30th, MCAA will have a school-wide fundraiser known as the Walk for the Arts. The ninth grade class had a school-wide movie night last Friday to raise money for their class. The music department presented musicality on April 12th through 13th as a fundraiser for music students to attend Anaheim for workshops. The performers were talented and fun. The senior auction will be held on May 2nd as a fundraiser for the senior class. Drama productions. The beginning drama class will be performing The Little Mermaid on April 25th through 28th. The spring dance recital will be held on May 3rd for all the dance classes to show what they have been working on. And Battle of the Bands will be held on May 4th as an opportunity for different bands to perform. Recent and upcoming events. MCAA Viva Las Vegas prom was this past Saturday, and it was well attended and the students enjoyed it. MCAA has received the California Distinguished School Award that we are hoping for.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to ask the board to step down front for our recognitions.
I'd like to invite Kathy Cartwright, the Director of Purchasing, to come and make the presentation. Thank you. Our presentation this evening for the A-plus employee goes to Kelly O'Rourke. Kelly is our purchasing technician buyer for the district. She's worked in the office since August 2008. Kelly is consistently efficient and thorough with her assigned duties. She has used her computer software skills to streamline multiple processes in the department, including spreadsheets for our liability insurance certificates, material safety data sheets for warehouse stock items, and equipment service contracts. Kelly is attentive to site and department requests. She often takes extra steps when researching, evaluating, and recommending products. Kelly works closely with the technology department to make sure we order the most current district-approved standard computers, laptops, iPods, LCD projectors, smart boards, in addition to other related equipment for our sites. Kelly has done an excellent job on multiple furniture projects over the years. She has developed a standard classroom furniture order form, compiled orders, and prepared detailed furniture placement floor plans for various projects. Kelly has also been on site to oversee several furniture deliveries and installations. On a daily basis, Kelly reviews pending online purchase requisitions for accuracy and makes any necessary adjustments. She often requests special price quotes and or applies applicable discounts to requests. Her diligent techniques allow for a substantial cost savings to our schools each year, over $30,000 last year, and so far this year it's $15,000 in savings. I have received compliments from school sites and departments in relation to Kelly's service. This past year I received an email from one department stating that she feels she goes above and beyond to get the task at hand completed accurately and quickly and with a smile. So the district office, school sites, and all of our students benefit from her contributions. Thank you, Kelly. Come up here.
Okay, we'll move on to our presentation from purchasing, Kathy Cartwright.
Good evening. I will start out with the list of our staff members in the three departments, which would be purchasing, the warehouse, and the print shop. And let's see here. There we go. This is just a list of some of the things that we're responsible for and the processes that happen in the department. Purchase order reviews includes, as I mentioned earlier with Kelly's award, checking for accuracy, best price possible, request special price quotes, applying discounts, sometimes changing vendors for best price products and services. We process around anywhere from 4,200 to 4,500 POs a year. And the biddings, we do bids and quotes for the paper bid, which you'll see on tonight's agenda, the annual paper bid for our warehouse stores. Other warehouse quotes go out in the springtime. We have service RFPs for copiers, fire extinguishers, laundry service, et cetera. We also post the fixed asset inventory, changes, disposals, transfer, and do monthly balancing. And we keep up the material safety data sheets annually. Kelly assists with that and gets that out every year for us, and we update that throughout the year. And, of course, we have our U.S. incoming and outgoing processing of the mail for the district, district-wide bulk mail. Let's see here. Some of the contracts, service contracts, includes our recycle and refuse service, burglar alarms, pest control, and a few others. And here's just a chart of some of the history of the actual purchase order volume over the years and the estimate for next school year based on that history. Some of the furniture and equipment projects this past year have included the Johnson Park new classroom building, which was late last school year when we were able to furnish that. There was a few speech rooms that needed some new furniture and updating. And recently we did some outdoor furniture at Cedar Lane, Johnson Park, and Oliver's, and we're finishing up with that. And then, of course, there were two portables at Southlandhurst, And the month of April, we're still kind of putting the finishing touches on the beautiful building up at Yuba Feather. And of course, Oliver's will come a little bit later in June. So we're looking forward to that. We try to utilize a number of resources for furniture and equipment, special contract pricing. A lot of them are through resolutions we've taken to the board that you guys have approved. It just gives us some additional tools to use in our purchasing and ends up saving us quite a bit of money, so I do appreciate that. Historically, we've used state contracts, multi-state contracts, piggyback contracts from other agencies, the U.S. Communities, which is a government purchasing alliance contract, National Joint Power Alliance, NJPA, the Cooperative Purchasing Network, which is TCPN, and Western State Contracting Alliance, which is WISCA, and then we've also used CalSAFE, something called CalSAFE, which originated out of Monterey County Office of Ed. Here's just a listing of some of the stuff. As we're looking for furniture, some of the things we're considering and making our choice of furniture, and you will see as we get a little further into this, I have some. The furniture you'll see at Johnson Park is going to look different from the furniture we brought into Yuba Feather. We did do some choices a little differently. We decided on a new desk, student desk design with a book box that has side perforated cutouts, so the students can see inside the book box easily. It also has a lighter surface and backpack hooks on both sides of the box, so the teachers can coordinate work group seating with no limitations, and a lighter color in the color choice, the surface color choice. So you'll see those at Yuba Feather. Johnson Park is beautiful, but we thought we would kick it up a notch and even improve upon that for Yuba Feather. So we're excited about that, and we plan to do the same for Oliver's. Here is a great representation of kind of a before, during, and after when they hand the building over to us, and it is pretty much a clean slate. And then, you know, then the boxes and the deliveries and all the items arrive, and then we've got to unwrap them, get them installed, and get them set up. And Kelly was wonderful at helping stage the rooms in a variety of setups so the teachers can see how functional their furniture was in the rooms. And here is Yuba Feather, and actually on April 1st, the first day of spring break, the picture of the warehouse guys on the right side here, they brought up 4 truckloads of furniture that morning from the warehouse. And that did not even include the student desks that were being delivered direct about a week and a half afterwards. So there was still a little bit of, they're still putting some finishing touches on some stuff up there, but it's very close to them occupying it, and it's looking good. It's looking good. So, and it's a beautiful, beautiful building and gorgeous scenery around it. So if you haven't seen what's going on at Yuba Feather, I would encourage you to head on up there because it looks wonderful. So that's been very exciting. Let's see what we have here. We have held several public sales since December of 2007, and the proceeds with some demolition cost savings equated to over $121,000, so we're pretty proud of that. No, they were kind of held, we accepted individual bids by lot numbers. It was kind of a silent auction. No auctioneer services were necessary, and so we were able to keep 100% of the proceeds in the district. And here's the warehouse crew, familiar faces. And some of the items that they're responsible for, which, you know, you think about it, a lot of the stuff just happens behind the scenes. It just happens, and you don't know who does it. But they are responsible for an unbelievable amount, a variety of items, too. It's amazing. They can really get stuff done. Dry food, frozen food. I've got some pictures here to show you. They're inventorying all the equipment that's coming in. They do central receiving for not only for the entire district, but they're receiving our general stores, and they've also added nutritional service, their goods, supplies, and equipment. That was something that was added with our new financial software. It was in addition to, so we have about 550 items of regular stores, general stores items, and probably over 300 nutritional service items that are on our new system. That is a little tricky. We have to be careful. We are allowed to, once they are declared obsolete, they have to be stamped, discard one time inside the front cover. And then the sites can give them to, they can give them away to students, parents, families, the community, if they're interested. If they've exhausted all those efforts and they're stamped, once they're stamped, discard and box them up, we will come and get them. There is a place, I think it's close to the Bay Area, it's called Books for the Barrio. They'll take a lot of our books, but not all of them. They're not too interested in the history books, but they'll take a lot of our other books. And so we will make a trip there occasionally. And then the ones that are left over from that, we do actually have to take them to a recycle center in Sacramento. I think some of them might end up getting shredded, too. Okay. By that recycle center. You're welcome.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Do you advertise that the people of the community can pick these up, or
The books?
Yes.
If it comes to that need, we can. We have historically. It's been a little while since we've had to do that, but we usually let the school sites know when we send the annual memo out that they're welcome to have let all the families and parents know. The PTA, they can do announcements. They can add it to their bulletin, and they are available to take once they're stamped discard.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Here's Edwin in the freezer building, and this actually is just one half of the freezer. That racking on the left side is in the middle of the freezer building. So, and then in the front area of the freezer is our refrigeration section. It's probably about 20 feet deep before you get into the freezer section here. And there's Dan in our dry food storage. And these are some of the stock categories that I spoke about earlier for our general stock items, which are around 550. These are the annual issues, historical issues, the value of the stuff that we have sent out from doing the quotes and the bids and having it dropped shipped. And there's a significant savings. We've done some research over the years multiple times, and we've had some serious savings when we do that. So here's just an idea of what we issue, and this takes care of preschool, all the grades up through 12th grade. This is all their, you know, all the staple products, all the paper, the classroom supplies, pens, you know, whiteboard markers, crayons, construction paper, custodial supplies. It's all included in this. And here is a little graph of the annual items issued. This is just the number. Some of the issues might be by the dozen or a set or a gross of pencils. This is how many items they're actually pulling off the shelf and sending out to the schools in whatever unit that we stock it in. And here's our print shop. The print shop, they have, with their equipment and talent, the print shop is able to create quality products and services. This is Craig and Val here. Craig does some graphic services, and Val here, he's working on some finishing. We have a shrink wrapper over there, which is really nice for the finished products. These are some of the services that they do, and you'll notice in this list, there's something that we were able to do, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 more years ago, which was to offer for our sites free black on white or color bond copies. And last in the 11-12 school year, we actually produced 11.3 million no charge impressions for our sites and departments. And this year, in January, June through January, we were at 6 million. So we're kind of right on track for that. So I thought that was very interesting information. But they provide a lot of really nice services, and this is just a list of some of them. And we did update a color copier late last school year for them. We updated and did some replacements of equipment over there. We also added some of the equipment that we added. We had a stitcher, folder, and trimmer piece of equipment to use with two existing collating towers. The towers you see on the left side were donated to us by Caltrans several years ago, and they were fine for some large collating jobs that they had. We were able to track down a used folder stitcher machine, and it does a wonderful job saving a lot of money because we can, instead of running and producing like the open court decodable books, the little workbooks for the students on a copier and having it finish it, we could run it on the print presses and then just run it through this at a fraction of the cost. There's a huge cost savings. So I have a little video to show you of that in action, actually. Let's see if we can get it going here. Maybe. Okay. There we go. So these are the sheets of paper being pulled from the collators, and these is a little booklet with the pages being folded. This display that you're going to see here, it's doing 2,000 of these booklets every 60 minutes. That's what it's telling us. So in an hour, it's running 2,000 of these booklets. So you're going to see this. It's going to pull the paper through. Those spools of little metal thread, those are putting the staples in the booklets. And then as it passes through, it's going to be doing some folding of the booklets. And then it does a nice little trim on the booklets so it opens real nice. And again, it makes a very large volume in an hour. And yeah, we go through a lot of these. So this is much easier for us to do it on this quality piece of used machinery with the presses than running it through the copiers and having it finished on the copiers. It's cost savings. They still do a little bit of a mixture of both, but they run quite a few through this. And we also, in the print shop, recently acquired a security ID card maker, which allowed us to enhance the particular service that the print shop provided. So in the setup and test process of it, the last couple of weeks, we decided to make the board new ID badges. So you should find those on your, you're welcome. And are there any questions?
Just a comment. I know I've been through the warehouse quite often, and different parts of the print shop especially. That huge area behind the print shop where they used to have thousands of textbooks, right? Do they shred all those documents right there, and then what do they do? Do they bundle them and take them to the...
The documents like coming from the school sites that need to be shredded, like...
Right.
Yeah. They do some of the low-volume shredding in-house. When I have a large amount, we actually bring a truck in and have it done on-site, but with a professional truck, but we have it all done on-site.
Well, great job.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I'd just like to
thank you. It's really a team approach. The staffing's phenomenal in all the departments.
I just have one quick criticism on this.
Yes.
The picture makes me look old. Can you change that to make me look younger?
If you send me a different picture, we'll change it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Any comments from board members? Mr. Miller? Mr. Rex?
One I wanted to mention, a student from North Marysville who was submitted as the Accepting the Challenge of Excellence Award by the local Exchange Club, Marysville Exchange Club, and he won the Northern California award. That's $1,000 there. So he's $1,300 ahead so far, and he'll be submitted to national. It's D'Angelo Quinnis, who has a just just a for only being 18 years old, he's already got a remarkable life story. So I just wanted to mention him.
Mr. Fleury.
FFA conference was this weekend, and it is just an amazing thing to see 4,900 kids in an arena focused on one thing. I mean, it's just you know, you don't know what it's. I've been to some of the regional things, but it's just amazing. And Lyndhurst South FFA was reinstated on Sunday night, so that's a plus for them. But, you know, I can't imagine their national conference. They said 75,000 kids are there. And they're all dressed in that blue and gold, and it's just amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Crawford.
I really want to thank Mr. Reck and Mr. Fleury. Mr. Reck and their exchange club. I was talking to D'Angelo's math teacher, and also the teacher aide in his class, and you guys really made an impact on him. You made a friend for life, and it's really neat to see a kid that's went through so many trials and tribulations, and your club is really to be honored, and I know you two had a lot to do with it, so thanks.
Mr. Danable.
I want to tell you, we have some incredible bus drivers here in our district, and I'd like to see them not hold back, even though they took first place. I guess they didn't want to embarrass anybody. But they did a great job. But on a lighter note, I think we have to acknowledge that Mr. Fleury had a birthday this month. And if you write it out in Roman numerals, you need 7 of them. So, happy birthday, Mr. Fleury.
Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association, Operating Engineers Local Union 3, California School Employees Association 326-648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit, public comments or no public comment cards, Superintendent's Report, Dr. Todd.
Thank you. I have a number of items. One that seems to have rolled around much faster than it did last year, but it's time to sign up for the promotion and graduation schedule. So I will pass it down, and if you want to select 1, 2, or more, I know the schools are always very pleased to see that the board is in attendance. So that's the easy list. And then I have the priority ranking for budget reinstatements. In your Friday packet, you had a memo from Mr. Allgaier that talked about all of the cuts that we have endured over the last too many years. And so what I have done in trying to help, and hopefully this is a helpful document, is, and I'll start passing it down. Sorry, Mr. Danimal, if you can just take one and pass it. Yeah. What I've done is I put together a listing of all those items, and you'll see the second column says FTEs, full-time equivalent. So those are numbers of positions that were originally slated to be reduced or eliminated by that number. And then there's a second column which shows the dollar amount based on what that cut was at that particular time, and then what those items are specifically. And then the last column is for you to begin the process of ranking those items. Granted, we don't have enough funding to do all 63 of those items, but certainly if you can rank your top 10, your top 20, and if you feel so compelled, you may rank all 63 of those. You'll note, and this is just the first step, so you'll notice in the corner it says return to Lisa by May 3rd, that's a Friday, because Lisa and I will be sitting down the following week and begin the task of trying to tabulate how many number ones, number twos, number threes each of those items receive. At that point, I will put it back in your Friday memo on May 10th. You can, if you'd like that one, for just another look at it to see how that ranking looks. And then we'll bring it to the board meeting on May 14th to begin a discussion to see how close are we on our top 10. And then we can certainly engage in discussion about what those are. Once we find out what your top 10 are, then I'm going to task Mr. Allgaier with, and Mr. Carrion, with what are the number of positions that were truly cut. What we may have said it was going to be 5.5, but what is it today in positions that we're still missing? Because some of these positions have come back. And then to assign a today dollar amount. So although you have a dollar amount there, as I said before, that's what it was at the time that that cut was instituted. I know that's a little complicated, but if you will just bear with me and rank those 63 or your top 10, whatever you're more comfortable doing, turning those back into Lisa on the 3rd of May, excuse me, and then on the 10th of May, we'll get them back out for you to look at them again. And then at the next board meeting, which is the 14th, then we can start a group discussion. And you can advocate or, you know, however you want to do that so we can begin to establish what is the board as a whole, number one, number two, and so on. Questions?
So number one would be the thing we would want.
The number one thing you'd like to see come back.
Okay, thank you.
Should funding be available, once we see what the governor's budget and what everything else looks like, once we've determined what's available, then that would be the first thing the Board of Trustees as a whole would like to see us bring back. It may not be, let's say if it's 20 teachers, it may not be all 20 teachers. It may be based on the dollar that's available, maybe 10. But certainly it gives us that marching order of what the Board would like to see come back first, second, third, and fourth.
Thank you.
So is that relatively clear? Okay, good. I have an informational item just so that you are aware. Mr. Rex came and asked me about a week ago if I could get the troops together and have us look at the Dobbins Elementary site to see what would it take, what are the pitfalls, what are the pluses for turning that into perhaps a small high school in the Foothill area. So we are working on that. We being right now, it's Michelle who's looking at number of classrooms and acreage, and then we'll take a look at curriculum-wise what it would look like, what that process is if we were to move in that direction to get it accredited, and there's a whole host of things. So, you know, we are marching down that path, and I will bring that as soon as we have it together, hopefully by mid-May or the end of May for your review. I need direction from the board. At a past meeting, Mr. Miller asked about community meeting on the what we've been calling the East Linda campus. I did send something out in the Friday memo talking about here are the steps we've taken. Right now, there is no funding for the project, and what we've done to this date is just to get us ready so when there is funding and we're ready and the need is there to begin building, we certainly could start that. But my question to you is, when do you want that meeting to take place? Do you want it now? Do you want to next fall, next spring? I don't know that we're looking at, I don't know, it's kind of a leap here. Probably we're looking at least 3 years before anything would be done with that particular site. But we're open to whatever the board would like to do. So I'm seeking your direction.
Would you like us to drop by something during the week on
when we think that would be a good,
sure.
good
if you want
time,
to,
general time?
Mm-hmm. If you want to just drop by my office and talk to me about it, let me know. I will want a consensus of the board, and I'll try to get that as to when we want to begin that meeting. As
Maybe
I said in my memo to you, my only concern is getting the hopes up before yeah. we're really ready to do anything. But
yeah.
certainly
maybe.
I'm here to do whatever the board directs.
Yeah, maybe we could get that in the closed session for the next meeting and kind of decide on an area or
yeah.
time.
Unfortunately, it's not a closed session agenda type item, so it would have to be discussed in open session. So
oh,
if you want
okay.
to think about it, I can bring it back to the next board meeting, whatever
yeah,
the board's
ahead.
Pleasure.
And
Mr. Miller, since it was your
well,
request...
I think the sooner we get to the public, the better off we'll be. Understanding that it's a few years away,
mm-hmm.
but at least the people will know you're doing something. Right now, there's a lot of questions. When are we going to get the new school?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows. And the more information we get to the public, the more they'll accept where it's going to be and what it's going to do.
Okay.
And also, you get some ideas from the people of the community, what they want.
Absolutely.
So,
are the rest of the board members ready to make a decision about when you'd like to host, or for us to host this community meeting, or do you want to take some time to think about it and get back to me? It's whatever you want to do.
What's the pleasure?
Is there a desire?
There's a lot of events coming up in May. I mean, let's not do it in May. I was going to say after
graduations
school.
Would be good for me because I'm going to be gone most of that week.
And it will take us some time to prepare, for that type of a meeting because we need to publicize it.
Word
out.
What about the probably the beginning of next school year? When parents are really interested in school and. What's going on and before they get burned out.
Right. So maybe end of September, October time frame?
Yeah,
give them a chance to kind of get back into school? And,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And as our student representative mentioned, MCAA is the proud owner of a new flag that will be displayed in this room as a distinguished school. For those of us who have attended those events in the past, we know that there are limited tickets. They do have a greatly abbreviated awards ceremony. It will be in Sacramento on May 10th from 11 to 2 at the Doubletree Hotel. And MCAA does have one ticket that if there is a board member who would like to attend, that is available. So I don't know.
I think it should be the president.
It would be May 10th, Friday, May 10th. It's from 11 to 2. But if there's someone who has a particular... So you'll do that, Mr. Boone? Great. And that's all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. Consent agenda, does anybody want anything pulled on the consent? Oh, I'm sorry, approval of minutes, I skipped that. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Minutes from the regular board meeting of March 26, 2013. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
7 yes. Consent agenda, does anybody want anything pulled on the consent? Personnel Services number 4, does anybody want anything else pulled? If not, is there a motion on the consent agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second by Mr. Danable. And all those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Okay, we'll go back to Personnel Services number 4. Mr.
I just have a question. Are we going to fill this position?
Okay, any other questions?
Is this position going to go out for advertisement, so to speak?
already been advertised. The applications are in, and Michelle Healy, our director of facilities, is currently in the process of selecting candidates for a first-round interview.
Any other questions? Okay, consent agenda personnel services number 4. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Fleury, seconded by Mr. Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. There's no old business, new business, personnel services number 1. This is resolution 2012-13-32, Teacher Appreciation Week. Dr. Todd.
Yes, the purpose of this agenda item is to request that the board approve Teacher Appreciation Week. This is something that we do annually, and certainly we want to be able to recognize our exemplary teachers by slating that week as the week of the teacher, and that particular week is May 6th through the 10th, with May 8th as the actual day of appreciation for teachers. So I would recommend that the board approve this annual celebration.
Any questions or comments?
Are we going to give them donuts or anything? We did that 1 year.
That was the beginning of school. Okay, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, and all those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Business services number 1, resolution 2012-13-33, School Nutrition Employee Week. Mr. Allgaier.
Thank you, but Amber's here this evening to do the next two items. So, Amber.
Good evening. The purpose of this board item is to request approval of the School Nutrition Employee Week. This is sponsored by the School Nutrition Association. It's a membership or a school nutrition membership association that I'm a member of, and I'd like to bring this to our district to honor our school nutrition employees. It happens to be the same week as Teacher Appreciation Week, so it'll just be a fabulous party on campus. And this is to honor our staff that spend each day feeding our children, our community children.
Any questions, comments?
Well, the only comment I have is I think the ladies do a great job in the nutrition program. And I think it's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I make the motion that
approve the resolution?
Approve. Thank you. Approve this resolution.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Miller to approve. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Danable. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Okay, business services number 2. This is the revised child nutrition meal prices. Amber.
Thank you. The purpose of this agenda item is to bring into compliance our paid lunch equity for our meal prices. The Healthy Hunger Feeds Kids Act requires us to do an annual review of our meal prices for the paid meals. We are required to ensure sufficient funds are provided to the nonprofit school food service program for meals served to students not eligible for free or reduced meals. To do this annually, there is a calculation that USDA submits, and you have a copy of that in your attachment. And the goal is to eventually get to $2.59, which is the difference of the free reimbursement and the paid reimbursement from the federal government. We have a ways to go, as you can see, so we're making small benchmarks each year, which is required. We're proposing to increase just the intermediate meal price by a quarter and the high school meal price by a quarter. This would be for lunch only. Breakfast prices will stay the same. You also have an attachment of some research that I did with the surrounding school districts of their current meal prices, and we are quite lower than they are. So I'm asking that the board approve this item so that we're in compliance with the USDA regulation. I can answer any questions also.
Any questions? How much more revenue do we have to raise in order to stay in compliance?
They require us to do an annual survey. And in the spreadsheet, you can see in kind of the middle range, our weighted average is $1.50 for our weighted average meal price. Eventually, we need to get to $2.59, but by making benchmarks each year. So we have a couple options, and the option I'm proposing is at the bottom of your spreadsheet. Because of how many meals we have that we're serving for each level, elementary, intermediate, and high school, we can eliminate an increase with the elementary meals with just the number of meals that we're serving for intermediate and high school. So I can't really say how many years it's going to take because the spreadsheet, the calculation is updated each year based on inflation and the current reimbursement rate from the federal government.
Any questions?
Yes, what made you discover that we were not charging enough?
With the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010, there was memos being sent out annually that provide the spreadsheet allowing us to, or requiring us, to review our paid lunch equity. So I get updates from USDA with the notification.
So basically the last time this was looked at was 3 years ago?
Actually, it was last year at about this time, when the first requirement was made for school districts to actually move forward and take a change. So we had an increase for this school year by a quarter for lunch for all meals.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Rex. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Seven yes. Okay, that's the last item on the agenda. Thank you, Amber, very much. Meeting's adjourned.